السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام البركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. مفتي سامي الله تعالى bless you and Abba with our fear and good health. الله تعالى accept the خدمت of دين. حضرت مفتي صاحب the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to you Junaid Mota. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as that the Ummah makes for us and you Mawlana Salim Kareem. Allah Jalla Wala accept all the du'as. We thank Almighty Allah for all His recurring bounties and favors which He showers upon us. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Zulhijjah. O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal-Jama'ah, just go to your window and look outside, and what will you see? You will see Laylatul Badr, you will see Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand, you will see the full moon, Qudrat Ka Karishma, the manifestation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's power, diversity in unity, unity in diversity. That same Almighty Allah calls it Suratul Qamar, chapter 54, the waxing and the waning of the moon, how it increases, how it decreases. Who is doing all that? Any scientist, any professor, any doctor, any government organization? Hasha wa kalla, never ever. Everything happens solely, only, exclusively with the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa min ayatihi al-laylu wal-naharu wal-shamsu wal-qamar. It is His signs, His symbols that He created the night, the day, and the sun and the moon. Everything, remember, that is His. He is in complete control, not Trump, the stupid idiot fool and tinpot dictator. He can't even control LA. Nobody else. Remember that. So Almighty Allah is teaching us all these lessons daily. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 48, Surah 48, and verses 17, 18, and 19. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us one lesson in the ending of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, the longest surah in the noble Quran, Atwalu Suratin fil Quran, because it has 286 verses. So in that last verse, chapter 2, verse 286, Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa husaha. Allah has not burdened any person, male, female, adult or child, more than his ability, capability, capacity. So yeah, we are discussing about jihad, about qital, about fighting against the enemy, whether it be in the rogue apartheid Nazi regime of Israel, or whether it be there in America, or whether it be in Pakistan, or whether it be in Syria, Libya, or Myanmar, Burma, or any other place against the evil forces. So if the person cannot participate and he has a valid excuse, then there is no sin and no blame upon him. Chapter 48, verse 17, Laysa alal a'ma haraj, that the person who's blind, now he can't go in the battlefield in combat, so there is no blame and sin upon him. But if he's a tactician and is a strategist, he can sit somewhere and tell them that this is the strategy, this is what you should do. Some Sahaba were blind. Allah speaks of them in the noble Quran. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us about Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, the second Muazzin of Masjid al-Nabawi. Abasa wa tawalla anja'ahu al-a'ma. So you see there, Almighty Allah praising him that the blind Sahabi came. So remember to learn by you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 80, right in the beginning there. So some Sahaba, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, the African, he was Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the first Muazzin and caller to prayer, wa Waziru Malihi and his minister of finance, and the second Muazzin blind. And he sometime was made the Khalifa and the deputy of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember that during the campaigns and so forth, you Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, you are my Muazzin, you must be the Khalifa, deputy in Medina Munawwara. So see, Laysa alal a'ma haraju wala alal a'raji haraj. And remember the person who's crippled, so upon him also there's no blame. So some Sahaba were crippled and so forth, Amr bin Jamuh and others. So they had that desire, we want to participate. So no, there's no sin upon you. You sit at home, you make dua and so forth, you make fikr, you make dhikr, all these things. Wala alal marid haraj. And a person who's really sick now, he can't go out, you must remember. So remember, very, very sick, not pretending to be sick, spaza sick, kali kali sick like me and you. So remember that Hajj is finished now. Say, no, I couldn't pelt. Okay, paid me dukage. Now my stomach is paining, my two dukage, and my head is paining. So people just look for excuses. Agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do something, then you'll have 1,000 excuses. But when you have Iman, Islam, then you want to be right in front, even though if you are sick. But Islam says no, we have to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. So by Allah Jalla Wala, this is the criteria. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. I told you before, and always you will find it in the Quran Sharif consistently, wherever ita'at, obedience is spoken of to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, immediately after you will find Rasul is mentioned. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Qul ati'u Allah wa Rasul. See again. Ati'a means to be obedient. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whosoever is obedient to Almighty Allah and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the speech. Ita'at is for the speech Mubarak. Allah is teaching us and informing us in a noble Quran. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching, preaching to us in the Sunnah Mubarakah. And for the actions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, there a different word is used. Chapter 3 verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Did you perform your Hajj like that of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did you make your Umrah like that, like Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Khudu anni manasikakum. You're going for Umrah now, this week, next week, next month. So remember that you should try and imitate, emulate him, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the best of our ability, capability, capacity. Yudakhiluhu jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. Then he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, will admit such people, enter such person into those gardens, jannat wa adnin. Another place in Quran. You see, when we were in school, they told us Garden of Eden. All this they stole from the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. But the Muslim today knows very little about the Quran and the Sunnah. So, Jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. You see the mean, the preposition there. So they'll be flowing beneath those gardens, those streams, some of them and so forth for you, O Muslim, O Muslimah. But for Sahaba, the companions of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, what Allah Ta'ala said, chapter 9, verse 100, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ. There the word mean is not used. So it shows all the streams and rivers will be flowing for them, for the Sahaba and those who follow them immaculately. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah. Allah will grant them the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And Allah will let all the streams flow. Subhanallah. That as the shan, the rank, the status of beloved companions and students of the Master, alayhi salatu wasalam. All this we must pick up. It's called Lata'iful Tafsir, the finer point, the jewels of the noble Quran. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ يُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Whosoever turns away from the obedience of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, from the obedience of Mustafa رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, then he, Almighty Allah, will punish that person and all those people. How? عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will punish them with a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Who are the Sahaba? See what Allah is saying. Chapter 48, verse 18. There were 14 to 1500 Sahaba in Ihram, left Medina Munawwara, and they made intention for Umrah in the month of Zulqa'dah, in the 6th year of the Hijrah. And they travel, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. When they reach Hudaybiyah, just outside the Haram, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, M3, 3M, that constitutes the Haram. Aziziyah is part of Makkah, is part of the Haram. So when they reach there, nowadays the Saudi regime changed the name from Hudaybiyah to Shumaysiyah. So those are the Najdis, you know. Instead of maintaining, retaining the name, they go change the name. Anyway, Allah give them Hidayat. So these 1500 Sahaba, then the peace treaty, everything was signed and so forth. So then they came out of the Ihram and so forth. And then in the 7th year of the Hijrah, remember they had to make qaza of it, you see. So they cut their hair, released themselves from Ihram and so forth. So Allah speaks of them, but see how great Allah Ta'ala mentions them. Their rank and status. If the Shias or anybody else, a moderner, says, the Sahabi, that Sahabi, what will you say regarding these verses? What will you say regarding chapter 57, verse 10? وَكُلَّهُ عَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every Sahabi, male, female, adult and child, will enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ye to Allah ka faisla hai. And that is Allah's verdict for all times, all places. Jo sahaba ka dushman hamara dushman, who hates Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, then we are their enemies. We hate them for the sake of Allah. So we must be very clear on these issues here. لَقَدْ لَا فَقَسَمْ and قَدْ فَتَحْقِيكْ. Definitely, surely, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ, Allah Ta'ala is very pleased. أَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, regarding those believers, 1500 is when يُبَايِعُونَكَ, they took the bay'ah, the oath of allegiance, more than 1400 years ago. Allah mentions it in the present tense. So you, the ummah, you must visualize it, imagine it, think about it, that this is happening, unfolding there in Hudaybiyah, Shumaysiyah nowadays. Tahta al-shajara, under the tree. And what is it called? Bay'atul Ridwan, the bay'ah, oath of allegiance, where Allah was so pleased with them. فألم ما في قلوبهم. Hence the Almighty Allah alone, He knows what is in their heart. The heart is filled with Iman, Islam, Nur and radiance and effulgence. فأنزل السكينة عليهم. And Almighty Allah let it descend, the purity, the tranquility, the serenity upon them. So that whatever decision there is of Almighty Allah, Allah will then remember, send it Sakina, they'll accept it lovingly, willingly, sincerely. So that are Sahaba. فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. For them, Sahaba, each one of them, 1500 plus minus. So now let us do a cross-reference and see. Now he, Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he, Thani Asnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr As-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu warda, are in Ghar-e Thawr, and that is on the occasion of the Hijrah. Then the Master, alayhi salatu salam, and he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr As-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, are going. إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda is so worried, concerned of him, of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if these mushrikeen, idol worshippers, they just bend down, they will see you as Ya Rasulullah. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi and said, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. That don't be sad, don't be worried. Verily Allah is with us. With us. What say with me, with me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you, Ya Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Fa anzalallahu sakinatahu alayhi. Hey, Almighty Allah sent sakina, peace, tranquility, serenity upon him. On Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So chapter 9 verse 40. Here Allah speaks of Sahaba. فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. You see that? Only a kafir Shia will dispute all this. وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. And Almighty Allah will reward them with a speedy and a magnificent victory. Therefore I gave you the breakdown in history. This is in the 6th year of the Hijrah. The month is Zulqa'dah, then Zulhijjah, then Muharram. And what is Fathan Qariba? The Battle of Khaybar in Muharram, the 70th of the Hijrah, 13th of the day of Muharram, 7th year after the Hijrah, where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam soldiers, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu played a prominent role. Hence he earns the title Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. وَمَغَانِمَ كَثِيرًا. And Allah gave you so much booty, so many spoils of war, and 94 jutlas and Jews dispatched straight to hell. يَأَخُذُونَهَا. They will take it and receive it. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And Almighty Allah is all-powerful and all-wise. Therefore, O Ummah, cry to Allah, Ya Allah, grant our Taliban complete victory against their enemies. Ya Allah, grant our Hamas victory against America, against Israel, and against the Hindiyin, the Mushriks and idol worshippers, and Hindus, and Britanniyin, Britain, and whoever else are helping the Israelis. So that should be, we must never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today, the 14th of Zulhijjah, here in South Africa, 15th Zulhijjah, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, and it is day number 614 of Israel's war against Hamas. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, our brothers of Hamas, they're showing the world what is Quwwat Imani, what is the strength of Iman. So remember, from the rubble, they jump out. I sent it out yesterday. And then they take all the detonators and bombs and what have you, and they place it under the tanks, and then they blow them up and send them straight to Jahannam, the jutlas. So minimum 7 jutlas and Jews and Israelis were dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, and many of them were injured. I say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. In Austria, one student, he got a little bit mad. So he went to his school where he was studying, pulled out the gun and shot 10 people dead, motive unknown. And he was a former student, and thereafter he committed suicide. L.A., Los Angeles, the looting continues, left, right and center. Apple store, this store, that store, looted. They thought only South Africa, Africa is third world. Now you're seeing it and under Trump's watch. Hey, Trump, you're doing a hopeless job, you harami. You deserve to go to jail, you and Netanyahu. Both of you criminals. You can't even run your country and you talk nonsense of South Africa or other countries. So about Palestine? So you want to make it the Riviera? So now see there. So we support all these looters and whatever. Let them go send America to hell. Who the hell are you to kick us out when we are here for so many years and so forth and so on? So now they got curfew there in L.A. And it's spreading. It's spreading to Texas, spreading to Houston, spreading to here and there. Now listen to this. I told you, you must believe in the Quran Sharif. Allah Jalla Wala states, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Nobody can save Israel and the Jutlas. United Kingdom, Norway, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. 5 countries have sanctioned, remember, Smotrich and Ben Gvir, the haramis, the terrorists, and said they are not allowed to come to their countries. Their assets will be frozen in these countries. Well done. Better than some of these Arab countries like United Arab Emirates and Bahrain and Jordan and Egypt and Saudi Arabia, who invites these jutlas there to come to their countries and so forth and so on. Haramis they are, remember, in Morocco also. So well done. At least something is happening. So these are war criminals. So remember what Netanyahu leading the pack. Marco Rubio, he says he condemns them, go to hell. Everything you blame Hamas. You remember before you had Biden and Blinken. What the hell they did? Their names are thrown to the scraps of history. You and Trump, it will be thrown to the scraps of history. You're a junkie, as far as we concern, a hopeless guy. How much money did the Jews pay you, harami? So Greta is well known for climate change business. So she was deported by Israel and others, some of them as well. She landed in France, in Paris, in Paris with handcuffs and so forth. So Newsom is a nuisance for him. You see Newsom, not some S-O-M. He says Trump is a deranged person. Yesterday they said he's a dictator. You see, 100% is deranged. Palestinians shot at the aid centers every day. They say come for aid, and then they murder them and martyr them. 10, 20, 30, 40. The cheapest life there in Israel, we should not say Israel, say in occupied Palestine, is the lives of the Palestinians. But through their Qurbani, the freedom will come. And you Jutlas, all of you who support Israel, you'll be kicked out. Remember that. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on his deathbed, Akhrijul Yahud wa Nasara min Jaziratil Arab, expel the Jews and Christians from the Arab Peninsula. Pakistan increasing their defense spending by 20%. They say, we got India this side, we got this one that side. So therefore now they are buoyant mood. You see that? They say we gave India a good threshing. Moscow and Kiev, that is Moscow and Ukraine, exchange of POWs, prisoners of war. A British soldier, they think they can do whatever they want to when in Africa. He couldn't look after his own rifle, so he is charged for rape charges here in Kenya. You see that? You must charge all these whiteys and kick them out and sentence them properly. You see that? Don't let them think white is right and west is the best and so forth. So the Hajis, many of them are leaving and going home, the pilgrims, and many are going to Medina Munawwara. Allah will accept their Hajj. Allah wa taqabbal hajjahum wa umratahum wa sa'yahum, and Allah forgive them also. I sent out 2 things late last night. All of you who are the ulama, students and people who know Urdu, and you, Ma Salim Kareem, you studied there longer than me. So remember there, because you became Hafiz there as well in Karachi. So Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah, his last lecture, he passed away in 77 in Islamabad. Mufti Taqi Usmani was there with him. They told him, Hazrat, you give us such good advices, why you don't come on TV? He said, we are told to make amal bil ma'ruf nahi al munkar, to command the good, forbid the evil through halal ways, not haram ways. Yes, radio, I will speak on the radio. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, remember that from 1954 right to 1965, he was on Pakistan radio, and that was the catalyst for Ma'ariful Quran, which has international recognition in 8 volumes. So these are our Kabir, remember, we met them all. One was Sheikh al-Tafsir, Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah, and one was the Sheikh of Fiqh, one Mufti Azam of Pakistan, one of the greatest jurors of the subcontinent. So read that, how his last lecture was. Mufti Taqi Sahib gave it to the world because he was with Allama bin Nuri in that conference there. Second, Hazrat Sheikh Nawwarullah Marqadahu writes in his ABT. Some people don't know how to read Urdu, they say ABT. It's ABT. ABT means my autobiography. So there he writes, we were sitting in Etikaf, and there the war broke between America, between Israel and the Arab countries. So then we were very worried. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah. So this is now before 77, in the early 70s. So what happened? He said, let's make Bukhari Sharif khatam. So I, Hazrat Sheikh Mohammad Zakaria, said, but how are we going to do it? Who will read? He said, see, there by you, there are many ulama. By me, we have some ulama. We'll get others. And it's 30 parts. We will read it in one go. One majlis, we read the whole Bukhari Sharif. So he said, I didn't think it's possible. Who will get all the suparas, all the 30 parts, you know, individually? Hazrat Allama bin Nuri arranged all that, and it was done, and the dua was made, and the war stopped. He says that this is the barakah of Hazrat Allama Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri. How can we ever forget at Darul Karachi, after the demise of Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, we the small time khadims were there. One side is Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri. One side is Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria. And we ordinary mortals giving Marajul Bahrain, these two oceans, mangoes. And they were speaking Arabic. Yet to egg yadgar cheese here. These are things that will linger in our memory for years, inshallah, till we leave this world. Trump says to Bibi Netanyahu, one and one criminal telling the other criminal, end the war in Gaza and take Iran off the public spotlight. You want to wage war against them. You see, Trump, he plays both ways, remember that. South African news said, incident coming from an Eastern Cape, children killed and flooded and hurt, you know, and they drowned and accidents and so many things happening there in Umtata and in Eastern Cape and where. You know, Gaitan McKenzie, he's a pakka Zionist, you know, he supports Israel and so forth. The crazy guy. He says, we are the ministers, we must fly for business class. Yes, fly business class. You pay for it, why must we pay for it? You are all, 90% of you are hopeless, useless ministers. You're not fit to be there, according to us, majority South Africans. And now you want to take our money for your business class. You can go fly a kite as far as we're concerned. So snow in many places in South Africa and the roads are closed. You go to Kokstad's place, Cape Town surrounding, and many other places, big problems with the roads. The doctors in hospitals are battling mental strain. They have to work 16, 18, 20, 24 hours. So what you expect? They can't manage. So therefore, remember, they make mistakes and so forth and so on. So now your hajis are coming, your brother, your uncle, your connection, somebody coming. So what must you say when you welcome the hajis? Read with me. Qabil Allahu Hajjak. Today we're sending it out, inshallah, in the du'as. You will get it in the morning, inshallah, before 8 o'clock, inshallah. Qabil Allahu Hajjak. May Almighty Allah accept your Hajj, your pilgrimage. Wa ghafara dhambak. May Almighty Allah forgive you your sins. And wa akhlafa nafaqatak. Whatever million thousands you spend, remember, may Allah give you a better replacement. Beautiful hadith. in Tabarani. Today is a special day for Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, my young brother, and myself. Allah's fazl, hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatun min rabbi. 2015 December, we were in Cape Town. 2015, we're in 2025 now. He told me we must do something. I said, Maulana, me, I'm a simple Simon. I don't understand these things. I don't know how to speak. So he said, okay, you just send me every day and then I'll do the rest. So today will be Nasiha with Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence, 3,500 from the time we started, you see. So that is hadha min fadli rabbi. And today's programs, inshallah, so will be, inshallah, today will be that Maulana Salman Yunus, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9 with Maulana Zahid. Then within 11 and 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, it's Wednesday. Then Tafsir, and in the afternoon between Zohar and Asr, make special dua. Allah give victory to the Mujahideen in Palestine and all other places, and in Sudan and Kashmir and everywhere. And then in Medical File, Suleiman Esop will be interviewing Master Mali. So therefore, between 8 and 9, so wonderful programs. Mona, we have 13, 14 minutes left. Let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What is the ruling on medical aid?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Our ruling is this, that medical aid is permissible. Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahib, your Ustad, my Ustad, our beloved Ustad, Hafidahullah, so Allah grant him siha, afia. So his fatwa also is, it is permissible. You see, many a time that we must understand what is fiqh. Fiqh is not only like lakir ka fakir, that you just see in the kitab and then you pass fatwa. You must look at al-fiqh al-waqi. You must look at what it is happening in the current situation and so forth and so on. So therefore, taqwa, those ulama, muftis who say not permissible, we respect them and we love them also. So remember that, we say that is precaution. But yeah, you are giving money and then you are receiving what? That hospital care, operation, medication, you're not getting money for money, like life insurance and so forth, that absolutely haram. So we must draw that distinction. So that's an easy way. So our fatwa is permissible for medical aid.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to pray Salah with shoes on when outside?
You know, today is what? Wednesday. So last week, Friday, remember, there was a janaza. There, our brother Haji Muhammad Harun Isa, one of the senior people of Umslanga, Allah gave him such a wonderful death on a Friday. And half past three, we got a message or so in the morning, that Friday, day of Arafat for us in South Africa. So they requested I should perform janaza salat, so I gave a talk. So when it was time for janaza, I said, please, brothers, that let us now stand straight in the rows, in the surfs, and switch off the cell phones. And everybody, please remove your shoes, you see. So see the Quran. Quran is teaching us lessons. Chapter number 20, Surah Taha. Allah Jalla Wala is informing him, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَخْلَعْنَ عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى. You, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, remove your sandal shoes, whatever you are wearing, you are in a holy, sacred place now. So Allah Ta'ala informs Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So me and you today, with our shoes, with our slippers, with our sandals, we go everywhere. Toilet, here, there, everywhere. So remember, this is chapter 20 and verse number 12. So therefore, we will not encourage people to read. Now imagine a guy walks in the masjid now for the time. He comes with his boots, he comes with his shoes, he comes with his slippers. But with that same thing, he goes everywhere else, toilet, bathroom, here and there. So common sense also must work, you know. Sometimes common sense is not so common. So no, we should remove it, remember.
Mufti Sahab, just wanted to find out, is it permissible to have your name written on a musalla?
You see, today our people are there in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Jeddah Airport, wherever. So now they will find that people are writing the names in Arabic, you see. And they'll tell you, we make it a personal musalla. So your name is Abdullah, they write Abdullah. Your name is Amatullah, my sister, so they write that there. Your name is that of Prophet's names. You see, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name, so they write for you Muhammad, Zakariya, Yahya, Isa, Ilyas, like that. So now I'm asking you one question. You put that musalla on the ground with Allah Ta'ala's names, with Anbiya's name, with Sahabiya's name, Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, and Khadija, and all that. Are you showing respect or are you disrespecting it? You are showing total disrespect. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 22, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect to the symbols, landmarks of Almighty Allah, that's a sign that that person has taqwa, through piety, Allah consciousness in his heart. So therefore, not permissible. Those of you who made it, make a nice frame and put it on your wall. Don't put on the floor and so forth. It's disrespectful. Yesterday, a person was reading Quran, so I saw him and he had the Quran in his lap. So I took the bench and I just gave it to him. You see, we can't be showing disrespect to the Quran Sharif. We can't be showing disrespect to the names and the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the Nami Ismi Grami of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the honorable sacred name. We must learn this respect. You see that? مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِالْأَدَبِ وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. The Shair, the poet, said, the people who were successful, they were always people who had respect and reverence. And those people who were unsuccessful, they were the people who had no respect and no reverence. So we should, it's not hadith this, it's just a poem. Remember, one poet wrote beautifully, مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِالْأَدَبِ وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. So that is what we must learn. Allah give us tawfiq.
Of the Sahib, if the timetable dates at Jahash Namad is at 9:22, but you're leaving to go out, can you read it at 8 or 8:30 p.m., 8:30 a.m.?
Let's say, for example, in your area, we just make it easy. 6:45 is sunrise, right, in your area. So now 7 o'clock will be 15 minutes after that. So the muhakkikin, ulama of the Hanafi, Shafis, all of them, they say that thus you can starting time for Ishraq and starting time for Duha. Your charge is a Farsi word, Persian word. We must use the Arabic words. What Duha, you see, the surah. So we must remember that. So Duha. So Duha is what you call charge. So you read 2 rakat Salatul Ishraq. Immediately after that, you read 2 rakat Salatul Duha. Charge namaz, totally permissible. You don't have to wait for that 9 o'clock and 9:20 and 9:30 and all that. There's no such thing in Islam. So you must remember that. You must learn proper deen of Islam. Tafaqquh fi deen. So Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, I saw him personally. So when it comes to the year, sometime when I reach there, he's reading Salat. So he reads every day his Ishraq Salat 4 rakats, and then he reads his 8 rakats, whatever, of Salatul Duha. You must remember, all in the morning, 15-20 minutes after sunrise. So these are the muhaqqiqeen, the people who go right into the depth of the fiqh and so forth. Totally permissible. You don't have to wait. You must remember, for 9, 10, 11 o'clock, you read it 15 minutes after sunrise, Ishraq and Duha, and charge what you call, totally permissible, no problem.
Mufti Sahab, if you are keeping Nafil fast and you get your period, do you have to keep qaza of it?
Remember that today, now you can start fasting. It is the 14th of Zulhijjah. So say today you are fasting, this example, right? And then in the morning, 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, your napaki, menses, hay starts, period starts, or in the afternoon, 2, 3, 4 o'clock. So remember, immediately you have to break your fast, you can't continue fasting. So that's the first thing. Second issue, this is nafil fast, sunnat fast, tomorrow is Thursday, so you want to fast, is sunnah, so very good. So in a case like that, so what will happen then? So we say, if you broke your sunnah fast, your nafil fast, then qaza is compulsory. Who said so? The Hanafi scholars and jurors. Where's your dalil, O Hanafis? So they say, Quran, وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Don't nullify and break your good actions, meaning. So meaning that qadha will be compulsory, one qadha. And when you broke your nafil or your sunnah fast, when we went to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Ambali's, they say, no qadha. In the case where it's nafil fast and sunnah fast, so we ask, jib dalil, bring your dalil and evidence. To say, ma adal muhsinina min sabil. You're a muhsin. You're just doing good. It's not something mandatory, compulsory. So therefore, no qadha. If you make qadha, you get reward. But it's not mandatory and compulsory upon you. That is called fiqh. That is called tafakkuf in deen. So we must know what the fuqaha and the jurors said. So therefore, al-imamu Shafi'i, rahimahullah, the genius and giant, used to say, go open Tirmidhi Sharif Kitabu Janais. Al-fuqaha wa a'lamu bi murad al-hadith, bi ma'ani al-hadith. The fuqaha and jurors, they know much more what is the greater connotation and meaning of the hadith. So that is why fiqh liyatafaqahu fi al-deen. That is what we must aim for. Faqihun wahidun ashaddu ala shaytan min alfi abidin. One faqih, one person who is a real jurist and scholar, so he is harder and more difficult upon the shaitan that it is to lead him astray compared to 1,000 people who are just worshippers. They don't know much, but they worship. So, but to lead them astray is easy. But to lead the faqih astray is very difficult for Iblis. Allah protect us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min Iblis wa junudi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from Iblis and from the army and the cronies of Satan, Lucifer. Last question, Mawlana.
Mufti Sahab, can Tawaful Wida be made on the rooftop?
100% rooftop or in the first floor, second floor, any floor, Papa. You go and make la yanfiranna ahadun minkum hatta yakuna akhiru ahdi bil bayt. Your last action should be Tawaful Wida. And then it's wajib for the people who came from far and that Africa and so forth. And the locals didn't have to make, obviously. And America, Europe and so forth. And then you make dua and then you depart. Upon a lady in menses, there is no tawaful wida. Allah Jalla wa'ala bring them back of safely. Allah marudda al-hujjaj ila awtanim ghanimin salimin ma'zuzin mansurin maqbulin ya rabbal alamin. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.